Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode number 455.
Ooh. I'm taking over the podcast. We are talking about overrated attractions in Walt Disney World because I saw a list and it said some outrageous overrated attractions. I went through the list and usually these lists happen and I see them online and I read them and I'm like, okay, you know, I can kind of agree. This is the most outrageous overrated list of Disney attractions. So we're going to go through them one by one and say, are these overrated? Or are they underrated?
I find it really, really funny that you had to hop in and cut me off because, not that you cut me off, I mean, it's your show too. You could do you.
Oh, thanks.
But I think it's funny because usually I do the entire intro, but you knew before we started recording that I really have a hard time skipping. So it's 20 overrated Disney World attractions you should skip. And I'm saying, and I'm always there and I'm like, there's nothing that really makes me want to skip unless I'm not feeling well. And
well, I'm Bruce. That's Constantina.
Hi.
Connie with the C. Constantina with a K.
So weird.
Thank you so much for the reviews that you've left us recently. We do a podcast here every Friday, and we hope you like it. That's our tagline. Actually, you know what our tagline is?
There's a new one?
There's a couple.
Okay.
We have a few taglines.
We do. Inside jokes that are now outside.
I don't know if they're inside. If you listen to the podcast, you're all welcome.
Okay.
There's no inside jokes. If you don't know what something means,
Go back. Email me.
Bruce at unlockingthemagictravel.com. Email me. You know, I don't know what you mean.
Right.
That'll be the tagline or the headline, and I'll explain it to you.
All right.
We have a couple. It's low expectations, right? Key to life right there. Whether you're going on a vacation with your family, you're cooking a dinner, you're watching a movie. If you just don't expect much from anything that you do,
life is up from there.
You're pretty much going to be pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
Oh, geez.
And the other one was, what was the other one? I actually forgot where I was going with that.
I don't know.
Well,
at least
I'm sure
a mouthful, though.
I'm sure we'll come up with it as we go here.
All right.
What? We hope you like it.
That's it.
That's our other tagline. Like, we do this podcast, we hang out with you every week, and, you know, we hope you get entertained and have a little bit of fun, and we put a smile on your face, whatever you're doing. You're going to work, or you're hanging with the kids, or you're at the gym, out for a walk, whatever it is. We just want you to smile while you're doing that.
And I like to think our tagline is unlocking, and the unlocking the way, whether you're doing something at home or you're traveling, like just taking in the moment, being in the moment is really important to me. That's how the name Unlocking really was established. And we just hope that you're able to kind of join us every week, whether it be some episodes are shorter than others, 40 minutes, an hour, just kind of escape the world for a minute.
I'm still learning that. We're 455 episodes into this podcast, and I'm still trying to figure that out.
What, the length of time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, how long is a good long episode?
How long is it long enough?
That's what I meant.
Short enough or whatever.
Listen, 30 minutes is long enough for me, but people say they like it longer, so I try to hang on. I'm like hanging on, like you see Tom Cruise on the side of the plane.
Yeah.
As it's going up and he's like doing his own stunts and he's hanging on. It's like the wind's blowing in his face. Like the 35 minute mark, that's me. I'm hanging on for dear life, trying to get this thing to 45 or 50 minutes and still have it be entertaining.
You're looking for a snack. You're kind of
I get a little hangry. I need a little coffee. You know, it's good.
Speaking of the unlocking way, we are going to be doing an episode soon that discusses a little bit more about your memories.
Mine?
Not yours. Not yours, Brute. Maybe, if you'd like.
I mean, that might be helpful. I'm getting up there in age, and my memories aren't as good as they used to be.
So you want to share them now and get them out of...
No, I thought you were going to tell me what my memories are so I could relive them.
Well, I could do that for you, but I also want to share listeners' memories. We did a post recently that talked about having an unforgettable Disney memory that makes us smile every time we think about it, whether it's your first glimpse of Main Street, USA, meeting your favorite Disney character, or maybe it's that ride on Space Mountain, right? So a lot of people chimed in. They shared their favorite Disney park memory in the comments. This was over on Facebook, Unlocking the Magic on Facebook. But we welcome you to share your memory either through our other social channels, which is, of course, Unlocking the Magic podcast on Instagram. We also have a TikTok. And again, you can email us as well.
Okay, let's get into these.
All right.
Number 20.
I don't want to be depressed. Is this a depressing episode?
Not at all.
Okay.
It's just what they said, but that doesn't mean we have to agree with it.
Oh, that's true. I think, okay, that makes me feel a lot better.
We're not saying these are all overrated. We're saying they said they're overrated. Do we agree with that or not?
Okay.
Some blocked. I do, some I don't.
Blocked.
All right, number 20, Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. Do you think that's overrated?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
This is the one I do agree with.
You do.
I just think that the line can get up there in length. Mm-hmm. And the one in Disney World, which is the one we're talking about here, because these are all Disney World. I don't know. I feel like it could be updated a little bit.
Oh, wow. See, we're really, I'm surprised you didn't know, but we're a very competitive family. So for Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, I find that that brings out kind of the very best and worst of our family.
Definitely.
Within that span of time. But I always leave kind of smiling, and I absolutely love like the neon feel while you're riding. Like I tend to kind of shoot my aliens and then I kick back. Everybody hates being on my team because they know I do this. I sort of start really intensely in the beginning, shooting all the aliens. And then I kind of just chill out and I start to spin literally the vehicle around and around and around again. And I just have a good time looking at all the colors. I have some really amazing pictures while we're in this ride. So I really like it.
Pretty sure you're not supposed to, I mean, not that you're not supposed to take pictures, but the point of being on the ride is to do the ride.
No flash photography.
No, it's not that.
I know. No.
It's like you just like stop and take photos.
Listen to you unlocking the magic. You're supposed to be in the moment. All right. That was a trick. I was tricking you.
You know why I think this is a little bit overrated? Because I went on Men in Black in Universal.
I know. See, that one's hard. I actually really love Men in Black. I really hope that stays there. I know it's one of the older attractions, and there's definitely mixed reviews on it. Our whole family has a blast on Men in Black, and it's way more intense. So for that reason, for that reason, I'm in. I really like, even though I tend to get nauseous on super, super spinny rides, that one I can deal with. But I guess if you're going to compare it to, which I think is unfair, don't compare it. Just whether or not you think it's overrated in Walt Disney World.
There's just so much to do in Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
You know, when we're there,
yeah,
I want to ride the People Mover with my drink 7 times.
True.
I want to go on Space Mountain. Wait. You got Tron now. You got, you know, Tiana's opening up soon.
What you meant to say was you want to ride the People Mover with your drink in your bag at all times without taking it out of your bag. Okay.
I didn't say that.
You forgot.
But in my brain, I said that.
Sure. Okay.
But you know what I mean? So that's why I say so. All right, let's move on because this is going to be a 14-hour podcast.
I know. I could see you kind
of spend this much time. I'm already kind of getting ready to hang on to the side of the airplane here. All right, number 19, Dinosaur. What?
No.
I don't think this is overrated at all. I think this
Wait, you need to think about it for a minute, though, because I think that every time. So I happen to love Dinosaur in Animal Kingdom. It's a really fun attraction. It's an intense ride, but not too bad. Like, it's intense enough, and I really love the queue. But I think you forget how many times I kind of have to convince you to go on.
Well, it's only because it's a little bumpy. But it's not like I don't enjoy it, and I don't want to be excited on there, and it's not a thrilling ride. I love it. I think it's great. It's just sometimes it's a little bit too bumpy for me. If they could throttle that, if they could have like an old man version of the ride where it wasn't so bumpy.
Yeah.
It'd be like, whoa, 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 hold on. This is the old man car. You don't want to get in this one. Any old men over there? Oh, you, Bruce, get in.
That's your vehicle.
This is the vehicle that doesn't, it just kind of goes around slowly.
Checking
goes
out the
around,
dinos.
Goes around the dinosaur like we're on a casual Sunday ride.
The dinos are your friends in this one.
That's where it would be great for me. But, you know, I don't think it's overrated.
You got to do my trick like we do on the Matterhorn. You got to lean forward. I feel like I change people's lives on rides by telling them these little tricks that, because I don't have the greatest back either, but there's some hacks because I physically can't do a lot, but mentally and emotionally, I'm all in all the time, which is, it's getting harder as I'm getting older, but I don't care. I'm not letting it stop me. So I've had to find these little tricks. So
I think Dinosaur is great. I don't think it's overrated.
So it's not
at
overrated
all.
In not our opinion. All. Okay, but it's number 19 on this list. All right. I
know. Next one, Carousel of Progress. What? Hold on. Now, let me just start by saying, I don't think this is valid. I don't think the Carousel of Progress can be overrated because nobody goes on it.
Properly
like,
rated?
Yeah, like how could it be overrated when it's never full? Like if it was full and you went in there and you're like, what? Then I feel like it would be overrated, but it's always empty.
This is Walt Disney's baby. It's Walt Disney Carousel of Progress, located in my favorite area of Tomorrowland, Magic Kingdom. And it goes through the evolution of technology, goes through all the eras. It's really fun. I love it. It can never make it on an underrated or overrated or skipped list. Gotta go on.
Yeah, you gotta, because it's hot. You want to go cool off.
That too. That too.
Just kidding. It's great. I love it. No matter how many times I see it, I still enjoy.
You know, I love the Carousel of Progress when I took it upon myself without any kind of like advice from you or any like input from our family on decor, which I mean, I guess I don't have to ask the kids. They don't pay our mortgage, but I guess it would have been nice for me to ask you, but I totally transformed our bathroom into what I think has that similar feel of the Carousel of Progress with old Uncle Earl, who's minus the ice block and the fan, which I mean, who knows, that might be coming at us soon. I like that. And I sometimes if I'm in the bath, I like to play that whole attraction, like on just listening to it. It just makes me smile.
All right. Well, definitely not underrated, overrated for you.
No.
For me, properly rated. All right. Next up on this list here of the worst list in the history of lists for overrated attractions is the Magic Carpet Rides of Aladdin.
Aww.
I think that's underrated. How do you like that one?
I really have great memories riding this, so, and I continue to create new memories.
Yeah,
and
I was gonna say I'm a grown man. Yeah, and I love going. I mean, listen, I'm a full size adult. I'll say that.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm a grown man, but I'm a full size adult, and I still like going on this
fun ride. Depending on the day and time, you can hit it just right where you see fireworks happening, or just the colors just at night really make it pop. I really love it. And yeah, sometimes, like, if there's a long line, it's, you know, there's a lot of young ones there. Like, I want the young ones to experience it, so I won't wait because I feel bad. But at the end of the night, usually it's cleared out. You can ride, and I love it.
This is the one ride that people ask us all the time, like, where can I take my young kids? Like, I have a one-year-old or a two-year-old. Like, what's in Disney that I can go on or they can go on?
Not only can you go on this, but it kind of goes pretty high and fast.
Well, no, I was going to say that, but I was going to say, like, you can go on the Carousel of Progress, right? But they're 1 year old or 2 year old is not going to be super excited about that.
Right.
Unless they're weird.
Like me.
Like you, right? Like you as a 1 year old would have been super pumped to go on Carousel of Progress.
Sure.
But I wasn't.
Right.
I would have been pumped to go on Aladdin.
I used to also love watching the Honeymooners.
Right. Used to, like yesterday.
Yeah, no, I know.
So you can go on Aladdin with the 1 or 2 year old. It's like a little bit thrilling for them. You can see their face, the wind blowing their tiny hair. I just remember taking our kids when they were small on that, and the smile they had on their face was awesome. But you don't have to be little.
Yeah.
Like I said in the beginning, full-grown man here.
So much fun.
On there. Get to go alone.
I love how it says slow rides and spinning. Like, it doesn't even, it's not slow. It's actually kind of quick.
Yeah, definitely not. But definitely not overrated. All right, next one. Mad Tea Party.
Oh.
You don't like Mad Tea Party.
So in Walt Disney World, I think I agree that this one might be an overrated one that you should skip. And to be fair, I know we said we're not going to compare, but it's really hard not to compare the one in Disneyland, where it's an open setting in Disneyland. It just feels a little bit more magical and more with the storyline. Whereas in Walt Disney World, it feels it's closed in and
you got the fumes in the background.
You got the Speedway kind of nearby. It's not necessarily something I have to do unless we're with other families. So the five of us typically don't ride this anymore. But if we're with our family and they're like, especially like our kids' cousins, then it's really fun because they want to take them on and kind of try to see who's spinning faster. So I guess this one is depending on who you're with.
All right. So I'm saying overrated. I agree.
Okay.
Next one on the list, Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room, one of the OGs.
Oh.
Walt, now, it depends. Here's the criteria. Do I have a Dole Whip? If I have a Dole Whip, it's not overrated.
Yeah.
Because what attraction can you go on or ride or show that you can legally bring on a snack?
No, I mean,
like, listen, I bring on snacks and everything.
No, but
you know? You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I'm not supposed to.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying
And you don't. So that's good.
I mean,
that's a good thing. You follow the rules.
Yeah. You know, a snack may accidentally fall right out of the cart into my pocket while I'm going into the attraction. I don't do it on purpose.
That can happen, especially with a popcorn bucket that they sell, pretty
excessive. Giant foot-long hot dog from Casey's Corner may accidentally just fall right out of my pocket into my lap as I'm watching the Tiki Room.
Okay, moving on.
But yes. If I have a snack, it's definitely not overrated because you can, like, I eat my snack and I kind of wave at the cast member while I'm eating my snack because they can't do anything about it.
I'm legit.
Yeah, right?
This is allowed.
So there's no way it can be overrated just for that fact.
It's kind of smart. It's an attraction that makes you want to spend money before you go on.
Yeah, like, I'm surprised back in the day, Disney used to have sponsors, right? That's why the Dole Whip was, like, kind of the sponsor. Mm. They should have something way bigger.
What do you mean?
Like a turkey dinner meal sponsor.
While you're in a ride, like while you're on the riverboat or something.
Yeah, like sit down and have this turkey dinner.
Yeah.
Like Liberty Tree Tavern sponsors the Tiki Room. I'm into that.
It sounds like you are. You're onto something.
I may invent that.
Okay.
So not overrated. If I don't have a snack though, it might be a little overrated.
Yeah, I was gonna say this one is. It's of course a fun classic attraction, and it's you talked about again going with any age, any height, all ages. Like this one, I think you can be entertained. I would say the only thing about this one, it can get dark. I love it, but when it thunders, it can be a little frightening for little ones. But other than that, it's a really fun time. So
all right.
I'm in.
We're gonna
it's
go through
not,
the.
Ne- it's wh- not overrated.
I'm gonna go through the next three kind of quick.
Okay.
Because they're like you know.
We should do like a speed, like yes or no.
Yeah, pretty. Do we agree? Pretty easy.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Liberty Square Riverboat. Overrated? No, it's not overrated. Nobody goes on that. I'd say if it's packed and you can't get on, then it's overrated. But if you just want to leisurely stroll around the river, not overrated at all.
Okay.
Next one. Tomorrowland Transit Authority. I'm not even going to respond to that.
I'm offended.
I am offended that this is even on the list. Next
13.
One. Swiss Family Treehouse.
I'm going to say overrated. Sorry.
I am too.
Sorry.
I am too.
It's a lot of work. It's beautiful and breathtaking.
The only time it may not be overrated is at night. Because it's kind of cool at night. It's different.
Yeah.
And you can scare people as they're coming around the corner, which I like to do. Next one, Prince Charming Regal Carousel.
No, I like this. I don't agree. I think it's... This one I think is like funny because it's just that classic Disney, right? It's like you made it. Kind of thing. No?
Yeah, I agree.
Oh.
I'm not saying I disagree. Okay. Listen, if it wasn't super awkward for me to be on there, I enjoy going on there. But I look strange.
Yeah, I mean, you're a big guy and a little horse.
And I am very self-conscious of that. So I wish that I didn't have that in my brain. Because no one around you makes you feel like that, right?
Not at all.
Like, everybody's kind of welcoming and they're like, they laugh, but not laughing at you. They're kind of laughing with you.
Which is the best part of going to Walt Disney World.
Right, yeah. But I think they're laughing at me.
Yeah.
So I avoid it.
All right, so that's 11. What's number 10?
Next one, Cali River Rapids, 100% overrated.
100% agree.
This may be the most overrated attraction on this list.
It's like too much, uncomfortableness afterwards. Like you get, I have to agree, because I actually do love water log rides and all that, but... The way you literally get soaked on this, or can get the opportunity to get soaked from head to toe, for the amount of thrill that it provides, it's actually never worth it to me.
The amount of stress. It's such a short ride, too. The amount of stress I have suiting up to go on it.
Suiting up. Yeah. That was number 10.
Yeah, number 10. It's like, I would rather just someone pour a bucket of water on me as they scare me coming around the corner.
Right. I mean, if it's a 95-degree hot day in Animal Kingdom, I don't necessarily mind getting wet, but... Not my shoes. And
you don't get wet. You get like drenched.
It's the fact that you get drenched and then you actually have to walk around afterwards.
It's not even the fact that you get drenched. It's like I get drenched and the person sitting next to me is dry as a bone. How does that happen?
I think about after, like there's no amount of like Body Glide or anti-chafing cream to help me afterwards.
Last time we went on it, I sat next to a little kid. I think I talked about this before, but I'll say it again.
What's that?
Last time we went on,
actually
the only time I've ever gone on, there was a kid next to me. He was probably 10 years old.
He was so cute.
And he brought plastic bags like you get at the supermarket for his feet. I was like, you're a genius.
He was really, I mean, I think you offered him like a 20. And I did. Was like, no, sorry.
Yeah, he said no. He said 40.
Oh, he did?
And I said, I can't do that. I'll buy new sneakers for 40.
But they should sell some sneakers.
But you should have seen his face because we were going through and he was... Looking at me, smiling the whole time as I was getting soaked.
He was in his glory. He had the best time. I mean, in that regard.
He saw that waterfall coming up, and he nudged me, and he's like, you sure you don't want to pay $20? I said, I'm sure. All right, next one.
40 you meant.
40, yeah.
That's what I meant.
20 would have only got me one.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, The Seas with Nemo and Friends.
Number
9.
Oh, I love the season. Actually, there's a TikTok that I did that I absolutely, I might be on our Instagram as well, that takes you through sort of the queue and onto the ride. Not sort of. It takes you through the queue. There was nobody. We happened to be there one day where there was like literally nobody in line. So I took video and someone commented, I can actually feel the air conditioning.
Yeah.
as I watch this video.
I don't think it's overrated, but I don't think it's underrated. I think it's properly rated.
Yeah.
I'm neutral on this.
I'm not skipping the seas with Nemo and Friends. So that to me makes it not, I do not agree that it's on this list.
All right. Well, here's how I look at it. There's some attractions and rides that you want to go on that I don't. You know, I'm not going to call anybody out on them.
Yeah.
But this is one where I'm like, if you guys don't want to go, I'm fine with not going. But if you want to go on it, I'm not going to try to make you go on something else. Does that make sense?
All I know is you go on this every time because I love it.
I know. So, and I'm not fighting it, but I don't think it's like a must do for me.
Yeah.
So, all right, next one.
But that AC though.
It is nice. Mission Space.
So it's funny that this is on the list because before we continue, I asked G, our youngest, what she thought about this list and what she thinks is maybe overrated and you should skip. And this was on her list. I couldn't believe it.
Which is kind of surprising because we had reservations at Space 220 a while ago and for lunch. And I remember her saying, Dad, why are we waiting? Let's go on Mission Space, which I was kind of surprised that she wanted to go on and kind of risk being late for that reservation.
Yeah, she was trying to like just not sit around waiting. She wanted to do something. So in that regard, she thought it was properly rated. But it's one that she's like, yeah, I wouldn't mind if we skipped it.
15 years ago, this wasn't overrated. Now it's overrated. It needs a little bit of an update.
I just don't like it.
Like when it's the Apollo mission and you're landing on the moon, it's a little outdated.
I love everything space. I love going to like spend it. One of my favorite things is going to Kennedy Space Center. I just love it. So you would think I really love this ride, but
you don't like the spinning part. You would love the story if it was just kind of like an attraction that was chill, but you learned about space.
It's not even it is the spinning, but it's also the,
which is called Kennedy Space Center, by the way.
It's the, it gives me claustrophobia.
Yeah, it is kind of tight in there.
So I'm out.
But the orange one's not bad. Or one of them. Which one's the more intense? Orange?
They're both not my style. I don't care if it just was gliding through, which it does. It doesn't spin.
I feel like that's a scam. I feel like they're both the same.
They both make you feel like you're spinning.
Just the anxiety of being on the faster one makes it feel faster, but they're really both the same.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced they're different.
Okay.
Next one. Navi River Journey.
Ooh, so this one
couldn't be more overrated. I agree.
This is number 7 on the list, and I unfortunately have to agree. This is one that we have waited a few times for, but not really ever again. It's sad because it is a comfortable ride.
It's cool. It's a cool ride, but it's not worth the hour and a half wait. Usually, I remember going on this for the first time, and we went on, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we waited a long time because it was our first time. You go on it, it's pretty cool, and all of a sudden, it comes to the end, and they're like, all right, step to your right or however they get you off of it. And I'm like, excuse me, I don't think we actually got to finish the ride. Why are we stopping?
You really thought that?
And they're like, no, it's over. I'm like, what? That was it?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see if I waited 20 minutes. I waited half my day for this.
True. Well, again, this one is any height, all ages, so I really want... I mean, this one is that... It's... Look, can I just say, you're in Walt Disney World, right? And in Animal Kingdom, you're going to have fun no matter what.
That's true.
Some of these things, like, we're really being picky about. But I get it how there's only so much time in the day. So if you're looking at it that way, then I personally agree that it should be on this list.
You know, I maybe have to go redo it because we did do the Adventures by Disney tour not too long ago. And we met with one of the Imagineers, not the Imagineer who worked on this attraction, but an Imagineer who worked on attractions. And after talking to him and having him kind of guide us through Imagineering Studio, by the way, we're going again if you want to go. unlockingthemagic.com/Walt for some info. Quick plug there. After talking to him, I may have to go back and go on this ride again and have a different perspective.
Yeah, you just want to feel the sense of wonder as the full beauty of the extraordinary dreamscape unfolds before your eyes.
What are you talking about over there?
That's the description.
Oh, I thought you would just, I was like, what happened? What is going on here?
Okay, I'm done.
All right. All right. Thank you.
So I agree.
What a lovely description.
Thank you. I practiced.
I probably need to go on again because I think when you talk to the Imagineer and you hear, because you look at it and you're like, oh, this is boring. And by you, I mean me. Mm-hmm. And it's just like an animatronic. There's nice lights. But when you think about how much work actually goes into all of that, just to get it to do what it does, to you, it seems boring. But to them, it's like years and years of work.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was emotional during when the Imagineer was talking. And then again, when we were coming back and recording, and I said that I definitely have always appreciated their work, but actually seeing them in person and them describing things and their eyes glistening right in front of me, it totally put a whole nother perspective. And I truly got emotional because I don't want to complain.
Yeah. And if you ever have a chance to do an Imagineering Studios tour, do it.
Yeah.
Because it's thing to kind of see the guys on Disney Plus, the Imagineering story, and hearing them talk on TV. But seeing and talking and asking them questions in real life is way different.
That was unexpected. Like being able to ask questions in real time and them taking the time to just answer them and just provide so much information that I just, it was one in a lifetime experience.
So part of me feels bad of saying anything's overrated.
I know. That's why I said I couldn't do the intro.
But some of them are overrated, not because of the elements of the ride, but sometimes the weight has to go along with it. And like, what are you doing on your trip, right? Like how much time do you have?
Well, that's my thing, right? If you have to pick, and we've talked about this, is like when you're going with your group, with your family, or just yourself, a solo trip, you're going to look at, all right, what are the things I want to accomplish? Because there's only so much time during the day. There's wait times and things that you have to do. You got to eat.
I always think of Bruce, like the first trip. And what would I, in my experience now, want to go back and tell him to do or not do?
That's a lot to unpack.
Well, I know, but I always think about that. And I'm like, all right, maybe you should, don't skip that. Do that.
Yeah.
Go on that when your kids are the age they are when you're there now.
I wonder if that's Bruce's voice now or if that's Constantina's voice in your ear.
It's Bruce and Tina.
Bruce and Tina.
If you have a Bruce and Tina in your family and they're like hesitant to go to Disney and they're not sure what to do, I did a YouTube video, by the way, of that.
Oh, boy.
Or, again, shoot me an email.
Or Connie, it's Brucey.
Yes, that's right.
That's it.
All right, next one.
Moving on.
Under the Sea, Journey of a Little Mermaid.
All right, so this one, I think, and when I forget when on an episode, I might have said, I think I agree with it because I had said, I remember saying that it's not.
Wait, do you remember said or you said?
Hold on.
Did, you didn't, you do, you don't, you do, you don't?
Back up.
Back that thing up, lady.
All right. Starting over.
What do you think it is?
Okay. I remember saying this one's not something I have to go on. And I kind of am going to stick with that statement. Although I love the story, of course, and I love the movie, and I love the whole area of where it's located in the newer Fantasyland. It's always going to be new Fantasyland to me because I remember when it was nothing, right?
Is it New Coke too?
It's New Coke too. But that whole area is awesome and I love it. And I'm not going to cry or whine if we go on this, but if there's not enough time in the day, I'm probably going to skip. But our kids really like it. And
That's true.
So when I think of them and then I'm like, I think because this one, it's too similar to Nemo and Friends in the Seas with Nemo and Friends in Epcot. So I always want when there's a new attraction coming, always want something totally out of the box different. And when it's not, somehow I get a little disappointed. And even though like I said, I'm not going to cry or whine if we go on this. So I'm not necessarily totally skipping, which I guess, does that make me disagree with it?
I'm a little bit lost. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, just answer you put your two cents in and we'll move on really
fast. I'm not exactly sure where you stand on this.
You know what? It's a, yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to say it's not overrated because it's not something that I think everybody flocks to, but it's not something that I need to go on every time. Like, this is one of those things, back to the Nemo and Friends. I'll kind of fight you on going on this, you know? And then if GE looks at me and is like, Dad, let's go on. All right, I'll go on.
Of course.
But other than that, I'm kind of like, what's that over there?
But
all right. Like, I don't want to go on it. Like, what's that over there? Let's go get a cinnamon roll.
If you're doing a would you rather, right? If you only have so much time to ride one
I'm
of
skipping
the other,
this.
You're skipping.
Would I'm definitely skipping this.
So would you skip this? So would you rather the Seas with Nemo and Friends or this one?
Nemo and the Seas with Friends.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to go with that too.
Much rather.
Okay.
There's so much more to do at Magic Kingdom other than this.
That's the other part of it. There's so many attractions. Magic Kingdom is huge. Whereas Epcot is also big, but it's more, you know, you have the World Showcase to do, so it's not as many, like, rides.
I'm going to go eat at Liberty Tree Tavern because while you guys walk the queue, I could probably get seated, have half my meal.
It's a long queue.
It is quite a long distance from the beginning. I think they thought it was going to be a lot busier than it is.
It's never, it's never that, maybe it's just because the queue is so big, but it's never that busy, yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like, the entrance is in Orlando, and the attraction itself is in Melbourne. That's how far the queue is.
The entrance is in Melbourne, and the
queue. Yeah. All right, next one on the list, Astro Orbiter.
No way is this number 5. This is not one you should skip. I'm sorry. I don't know who wrote this list. I'm very mad.
Give what about on a hot, sunny, 90-degree day?
Nope, we're doing this because we're doing it at night, first of all.
That's true.
And this is the one that I think I am the only one out of the family that really loves it so much, and I'm the one trying to convince everybody. It's whether it's too busy. My hair is going to get messy. I don't fit. Why are you making me go on something I don't fit on?
What's that over there? I'm hungry.
I love this one. It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I don't know if it's definitely at night. Definitely not overrated. It is overrated if you try to squeeze 2 full-grown adults in there.
Wow, that is something, huh?
I'm pretty sure they just do that as a joke.
Yeah.
All right, next one on the list. Tomorrowland Speedway.
You're going to hate me, but I agree with this one.
This is no way. There's nothing more fun than taking a little kid who doesn't know how to drive on this ride.
I want to love it. It's just the fumes and, you know, I like to go on attractions where there's very limited energy being
expelled. The fumes make me reminisce about what Disneyland was like when it first opened. I feel like everything smelled like fumes back then.
I don't want to do stuff. Like, I just want to go on a ride and get it.
Well, that's why you got to ride with a little kid.
That's true. I guess that's one thing I don't do often is go, like, usually everybody wants to go on their own.
Well, you know, now that you have nieces and nephews that are starting to have their own families, you need to start being like,
bringing them.
Yeah, because then you can take their kids on, because I'm sure they want to get rid of them.
True.
Right?
Yes.
Like we did when our kids were little.
I do got to say, though, Tomorrowland Speedway during something like a Christmas party.
Pretty fun.
I would say that's the only time I would not agree. Like, I think it's so much fun. It's so colorful. And I actually truly enjoy myself. And again, it's at night. That probably helps. But I really like it then. So I put an asterisk on this
one. I'm not saying it's overrated.
I know you're not. But okay.
All right. Next one on the list. Jungle Cruise.
Oh, gosh. Number 3.
You know what? Someone's going to hate me. I kind of agree.
Is that hate coming for me? Because am I right?
I agree. Jungle Cruise, overrated.
Oh, sorry. I love it. I love the cast members. I have so much fun. And the one in Walt Disney World, to me, is even much more better because you go indoors. It's a portion where you go indoors. And to me, that makes it extra. There's an element of mystery that goes along with it. And I love it. And again, of course, I just talked about having a special event like a Christmas party. So for this one, they would do the Jingle Cruise, and just the cast members get so into it. And to me, even if it's the same script, they deliver it so differently, and that I leave just with a huge smile on my face.
I do have to say, if you get one of those cast members who like puts their own spin on it and is really into it, like the last time, I know this is in Disneyland, we got to go on one. And the cast member, it was the best cast member I've ever had on a Jungle Cruise ever.
I got to find his name.
I think his name was Daniel.
It was Daniel. It was Dan. Because I was like, oh, there's another Dan we love.
Yeah, he was so familiar. He was so good that I remembered his name.
That's right.
And it was just, he made that. It was like the Jungle Cruise was the side attraction. He was the main attraction.
Skipper Dan. I wrote it down.
Yeah. So if you get somebody like that, but you don't know that going into it.
No, you can expect it. But he said, your free ride is over. Get out of my boat.
Yeah, he was great.
It was funny in the gun show.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he just put his own spin on. He told things that I've never heard anybody tell before, and I thought that was great.
I like their delivery. I just like, to me, it's really hard to improv and to be up there and to perform in front of people.
To me, it's like, for you going on the ride as the passenger, it's the first time you've been on there. That skipper has probably done that 50 or 60 times before you got on there. So to have them have that enthusiasm like it's the first time, even though they've done it 60, that's not easy to do.
I know. How do they do that?
Like, if I had to do this podcast over, you would know I had to do it over.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you'd know. Uh-huh. Everybody listening would know. This is the second. This is the second time we had to do this. So
there's
that's
a little
hard.
Less pep in your step.
Always. Mm. That's my nickname.
I keep hitting the microphone. I'm sorry,
that's
you
okay.
guys.
All right, next one on the list. Number All two, right. Peter Pan's Flight. If anybody is ever familiar with this podcast, they know two things.
What's that?
Three.
Oh.
One, I like Tonga Toast. Two, I sneak things into attractions.
Oh, gosh.
Three, I do not like Peter Pan's Flight.
Why, though? I don't understand why. And first of all, can I just tell you, the new queue, I know it's not that new, but it's new to me, is just awesome. And it tells a story. The only thing I don't like about it is that it definitely slows the line down, which I think...
It doesn't need. If there's one attraction or ride in Disney, all of Disney property that doesn't need a line to be slowed down, it's that one.
No, I agree. But the Imagineers did such an amazing job with the story and it being interactive. The queue is super fun. And I can't get enough, but I get it. It's almost like they should have had like a moving walkway in there to like, so you can watch it, but not stand in line. Cause then you get like me, I get so sidetracked that I don't move. Anyway, I really love it.
It's just too, it doesn't fill enough people in the attraction for how many people want to go on it. Like when you think of Spaceship Earth has a similar kind of feel, right? It's a constant moving thing, but it can fill so many people in there.
I just love it so much. I love it so much. And I can't believe this is number two on the list because...
I wrote the list.
It's a historic ride.
I'm going to be honest. I added it.
Oh, that's right.
It wasn't even on the list.
I bet you did, actually. I don't trust you, so...
I might have added this one to the list.
This might be definitely you putting it in there. But I really love it. Of course, I love this one. I love the one in Disneyland. I love the being on the boat and you're flying in the air and you're going through the waterfalls. To me, there's just nothing better and nothing tells the story like Disney. And when I go on this, I feel it's like a warm hug.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
All right. Number one.
Number one. Is there a drum roll?
I don't think there is.
Oh, that's too bad.
This is not a sophisticated broadcast. We are all amateurs here. It's a Small World. The most overrated attraction.
That you should skip.
In all of Disney World.
According to this list, not ours, please.
Yes. I kind of agree. I think Small World is overrated.
All right.
Sorry, Rolly.
Well.
No, in Disneyland it isn't.
Okay.
In Disney World. In Disney World, they should honestly get rid of it.
So, okay.
It's like putting a haunted mansion somewhere in another Disney park with all the lights on.
Yeah.
And you're like, and no music. And it's like, here you go. You're like, what? This isn't the haunted mansion. Where am I?
Yeah. I got to tell you, it's a fun, cute ride, especially with little ones. And again, a break from that Florida heat. So you need it. And it's long enough where you definitely get to cool down and have some fun. So in that regard, I don't think it's overrated and that you should skip. I think like you said, bringing my niece's kids now and reliving and enjoying these types of rides, I think is important. And it's enough where there's so much going on that even if they're not having the best day, it kind of soothes them because it's a boat ride, but then there's a lot of singing. So I like it for that. It's very whimsical. But if you even say, like Disneyland compared to this, you're just like, my brain cannot just comprehend it anymore. So whenever in Walt Disney World, unless we're with someone really, really young, like a niece or niece's child or something, I'm totally agreeing and skipping this.
This may be the only attraction slash ride that I would not want an in-show exit on.
Yeah. Please, dear God, no.
Because I know you're going to have to sit there for 45 minutes
listening
to the music before that in-show exit happens. And I'll probably jump out of the boat at that point.
Rolly Crump was very proud of It's a Small World attraction that is in Disneyland.
He should be.
And it was created for the 1964-65 New York World's Fair, personally overseen by Walt Disney in support of United Nations Children's Fund, which is UNICEF. It was a huge hit, and it still is a huge hit, and it's something you have to see in Disneyland. Do you have to see it in Walt Disney World? I'm going to say no.
Not only do you not have to see it, I would prefer not to.
Yeah.
I would prefer not. I look away, actually.
You look away. I mean, the song is the song. It's a Small World After All, which is the classic from the Richard and Robert Sherman brothers, who worked on Mary Poppins. So that's a catchy tune. And if you learn any history about the Sherman Brothers, you probably will appreciate it. But again, it's not, there's only so much time in your day. So in that case, I'm out.
Yeah. And that's the scariest corridor in any Disney park. I got Peter Pan to my, if I'm heading towards Haunted Mansion, I got Peter Pan to my left. I got the Small World to my right. And I'm just trying to get through that as quick as I can.
You're like, because I know Connie's going to make me go on one of these. So
yeah, I just try to distract you with the old, what's that over there?
That's really
giving
funny.
You a snack at the same time, like trying to get you to speed through it as fast as I possibly can. Like someone's chasing us. And I'm like, phew, we got through that. I'd have to stop at either one of those.
So much fun.
Yeah. I just tell you, Haunted, all I got to do is say, Haunted Mansion's 5 minutes.
You're oh, like, my gosh.
And you're like, let's go. And then we get there, and it's like, well, how did that get to 45 minutes so quick?
You blinked.
Yeah. You walked way too slow.
I mean, yeah. Sounds about right.
So I agree. All right, we have a couple here from G.
So G said, I said earlier, which was Mission Space, but she also said it's a Small World, Magic Kingdom.
Definitely. She agrees. She's a smart kid.
Although she said, Mom, if it was Disneyland, this would not even make the list.
That's true. I love the outside entrance to Small World in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Unless it's raining.
Well, I think a lot of that is, first of all, is the fact that we know the history, right? And
sure.
So it makes you appreciate. And I think a lot of people listening to the show probably do know the history if they're subscribed to Disney.
Yeah, Plus. But they didn't talk to Rolly Crump.
I mean, that was
that
awesome.
Definitely helps.
What I wish
Rolly texted me before we right
he
after
did not.
Right after we did our last podcast, and he's like, if you ever say on your podcast that Small World in Magic Kingdom is good,
you're out.
We can't ever be friends. So I remember that text.
First of all, he's kidding. But second of all, there is something that Rolly did tell me off air that I'm not going to mention, but it definitely was something that is near and dear to me. So
that's him right now.
Oh, got to take that call.
Yeah.
And she also said for Animal Kingdom, oh, this broke my heart. She said, it's tough to be a bug.
I think that's not really. I don't think that's overrated. I think it's underrated.
My reaction. I said, gee, you're going to skip it?
I feel like it's just even like the reaction from people who go in there, it makes it fun.
100%. And, you know, there's rumblings of it changing. And I'm just in denial. I hope that it doesn't come to fruition. I just love it so much. Whatever. I was annoyed. She got bumped down today.
Yeah, that's definitely not one you want to say. It's almost
bumped
like
down.
It's almost like if she said Haunted Mansion. Was
it's almost like exactly like, well, she knows not to dare say something like that or Space Mountain.
Right.
And then so that broke my heart. Are you ready for the last one that she said that might break your heart worse?
Okay.
We have some really fond memories on this. She said, for Hollywood Studios, Mom. The one I think is overrated is Millennium Falcon, Smuggler's Run.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of agree.
Oh.
I agree with her on that.
She said she really loves Star Tours.
I do too.
And it's not a would you rather, but if it's a skip situation, that's the one she's going on. She loves it. Millennium Falcon, she could skip.
I think the difference is, and the reason that I think she likes this is if you're the pilot on Millennium Falcon, it like bumps that ride up 10 points. Like, I don't want to sit in the back seat and push side buttons.
So I don't know. I always sit in the back and I have a fun time.
Yeah, but you've never been the pilot. Like, once you're the pilot, it ruins it for you.
Oh, that's it? You can't
go back to not being the pilot.
The video I have is with you and her as in the front piloting, and it's the funniest thing.
Can't go from from steering the Millennium Falcon to being the side button pusher in the back seat. How can I do that?
Great. You guys, I'm so sorry listening. Kids, it's fun. Listen, it's fun. It's all what you make of it. Okay?
Nobody wants to be the side button pusher.
I do.
But
Pressure. First of all, there's less pressure.
There is.
So.
But that's why you're the side button pusher.
All right.
See, us pilots can deal with pressure. That's why we're pilots.
Mm-hmm.
But on Star Tours, everybody gets the same ride.
True.
So no matter where you sit, you know, I mean, unless you're the spy, everybody's ride is the same. So it's like, you know what you're going to get into when you go on that. Sometimes if you're like, you're not the pilot, it's like, I just waited 90 minutes. I'm not even the pilot.
You're the gunner. I like the gunner. I'm sorry. I actually thought you were going to be a little heartbroken because I thought you really had some special times.
The side button guy killed me.
All right. I
walked in and I was like a little kid in a candy store and he's like, there's your seat right there. And I'm like, that seat? What does that guy do?
I
He's like, see those two buttons on the wall? You push those. That's it.
Hmm.
I'm out.
I wish we could take the queue of Star Tours and that whole area and make it part of where the Millennium Falcon is as well. So in Star Wars Land, aka Galaxy's Edge, because I like that part of it more than the ride itself. So
I mean, it is cool to see the Millennium Falcon and be inside the Millennium Falcon.
That's right. And that too. So, but
and then your dreams are crushed.
So I'm the opposite. I don't like the Star Tours as much as the Millennium Falcon.
Really?
I used to love Star Tours, and I don't know what happened. If they changed the ride a little bit here or there, but it doesn't agree with me as well as it used to.
Huh.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Well, that's that.
Okay.
Let us know what you think. Is that the end of the podcast? I ran out of the list. So this list is not good.
This list is trash.
Yeah, I'm not going to say who wrote this because that's terrible, but I may or may not have put Peter Pan on there.
So on this list that we agree with is Mad Tea Party, Swiss Family Treehouse, Cali River Rapids, Cali, is it Cali? I don't know why I keep saying it wrong. Mission Space, Navi River Journey, and then I have Asterix Tomorrowland Speedway. You have Peter Pan's Flight, which I don't agree with, but I'm just going to say it. And then, but we both agree with It's a Small World after all.
Right. That's true.
Too bad.
That is very true. This was a pretty fun episode.
Oh, really?
I thought so.
Well, that's going to do it.
Is it?
Yep. That's it for today.
All right. Well,
that's all, folks.
Hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to this. And if you want to leave a review on iTunes, great. If you're on Spotify, wah, wah, just hit the 5 stars because there's no typing anything.
Yeah, that's a bummer for us because even though we really appreciate that you are on Spotify and able to just hit the button, it's really fun to read the reviews. So if you're a Spotify listener, go on one of our social channels and message us.
All right, here's what you can do. You want to shout out on a future episode if you got this far? Here's what you can do. If you're an iTunes listener, you know, leave a review on iTunes because you can type away there. If you're a Spotify listener, hit the 5-star button. And then share it to Instagram stories and tag us.
There you go.
Right? And then we can see that you did it. Even though you can't say you did it, we know you did it. And then we'll give you a shout out on the podcast next week's episode. Connie, write that down so I don't forget.
Wait, so if you say it, they said it, then they share it, then okay, I got it.
You know what I mean?
I also just want to say thank you to those that have left us 10, because you can do 10 stars on IMDb.
You can?
Which is unlocking the magic over on IMDb. So thank you for everybody that has done that. There's about 10, 8 or 10.
Why do they say URDB? I don't understand that.
Forget it. We'll talk off air.
Okay.
All right. So that's that, guys. Thank you again so much for hopefully sticking with us this far. We really, truly hope we put a smile on your face. Let us know what you think of this list. Do you agree with any of this? And as like Bruce said, leave us a review. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We'll see you right back here next week.